Municipalities across North Carolina are still trying to understand the full ramifications of the bill passed in yesterday's special session of the General Assembly. That bill was signed into law last night by Governor Pat McCrory, and it may have some unintended consequences, which could cost the state revenue, as WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Besides the bathroom provisions in this law, the measure also creates statewide non-discrimination protections based on race, religion, color, national origin, age, biological sex, or handicap, but excludes protections for sexual orientation and identity. And the definition of religion is broad enough, it could be a kind of backdoor Religious Freedom Restoration Act, allowing businesses the right to refuse to serve customers based on the owner's religious beliefs. All of this could lead to real economic fallout if the state of Georgia is any guide. Their Republican-controlled legislature recently passed a similar bill. Their governor has yet to sign it. The Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau says at least 15 companies are threatening to pull their conventions over the bill. That could cost Atlanta up to $6 billion in spending. Some companies, like Disney and AMC Studios, are threatening to stop filming television shows and movies in the state unless Georgia's governor vetoes the bill. Here in North Carolina, we have not yet seen these or similar threats. But Georgia's bill has been public for some time. The contents of North Carolina's new law were made public just yesterday. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.